The Harlem Globetrotters have entertained basketball fans in 120 countries and territories for 85 years now, and their innovative and creative spirit continues into the new year with the introduction of a four-point shot as part of the team's 2011 Four Times the Fun North American Tour. Buckets Blakes, who has been somebody, Curly keeps on handing me stuff. Buckets Blakes, who has been playing the guard position for 9 years, joins us now, along with the great Curly Neal, a Globetrotter legend who was with the team for 22 seasons and is only the fifth Globetrotter to have his jersey retired. It's my pleasure to welcome both of them to our show today. Hello.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks
good to
for
be
having
here. Happy Valentine's Day.
So, Curly, when did you join the Trotters?
In 1963.
And under what circumstances?
I was drafted out of college.
They draft players?
Yeah, I was drafted during that time, and four of the NBA teams, the New York Knickerbockers, the Detroit Pistons, the Baltimore Bullets, and the St. Louis Hawks, and plus the fabulous Globetrotters.
And you chose the Globetrotters?
They chose me.
you didn't think you'd make it with the other teams?
Well, they gave me the best offer during the time. Abe Saperstein offered me a tryout to come to the camp in Chicago, Illinois, which was 125 guys there. And they only picked five players as basketball players, and I was in the lucky five.
And Buckets, how did you get to join the team?
I played basketball down several avenues prior to becoming a Globetrotter. After college, I played in the CBA, played in the NBA Developmental League, and I played in Europe. Came back from Europe a couple days, then got a call from the Trotters, and they asked me if I wanted to work out for the team. I worked out for them for 2 days, and then they sent me on a 10-day contract and signed me after six of those 10 days.
Well, Curly's given name is Fred, and we know
Frederick. Douglass.
And Frederick Douglass.
Yes, my sister named me, my oldest sister.
And you're called Curly for obvious reasons because you have so much hair. But I can't imagine that your parents named you Buckets.
No, Buckets is not on my birth certificate. My name is Anthony Blakes. Buckets came from the Trotters. Some guys come with names. Some guys are given names when they get on the team. Usually I say Buckets, or that's Buckets when I release the basketball and I'm shooting it. You know, it's a little confidence
great
booster.
Shooter.
Well, you don't get to be called Buckets unless you're
a really
good shooter.
There you go.
And you share the record with NBA's Jason Kidd for making two underhanded half-court shots in a minute?
Yes.
How did that come about?
Well, we did NBA All-Star Weekend last year, and, you know, the people from Guinness was there. And, it was a wonderful situation where, you know, I got the opportunity, you know, plenty of opportunities being a Globetrotter, but this one particular opportunity got a chance to, you know, tie that record with Jason Kidd. You know, just something, you know, I can add to my little repertoire of things that I've done with the Globetrotters. It's an amazing feeling.
Now, a number of players who became stars in the NBA, Will Chamberlain, for example.
Oh, yes.
Connie Hawkins.
Yes.
They were Globetrotters. Sweetwater Clifton, I think, was before he joined the Knicks.
Ferguson Jenkins.
Integrated the Knicks. Excuse me?
Oh, yes.
Ferguson Jenkins, the baseball player for Chicago Cubs.
No, but I was wondering whether there's ever a possibility that somebody might move. Or is
Jamario
it just
Moon. Devin George was a Globetrotter before he went to the Lakers. Jamario Moon went to the Cavaliers and then went somewhere else afterwards. There's a possibility, but this new era of Globetrotters, we love it where we are right now. You know, Curly and Metalark and Geese Osby and all those legends have paved the way for us. And you know, once you learn the history of the team and you know that you're a part of something that's much more than basketball, you don't want to go anywhere else. Our scouts do a good job of finding guys who can, you know, walk in their shoes, so to speak, or hold that torch that they lit so long ago. And, you know, so guys are really committed to this organization, and not just for basketball reasons, but, you know, we visit over 200 schools a year, 150 hospitals, numerous boys and girls and rec centers and YMCAs because we have – 3 community outreach programs. I can go through those. First community outreach program, when we visit the hospitals, it's the Smile Patrol. If you can see Curly, he's always smiling.
That's right. I was born with it.
Myself and Curly get the opportunity to make kids smile. So that's the whole point of making a hospital visit. Then we have our spin initiative. And what spin is it means some playtime is necessary, is to help fight childhood obesity, and we go to rec centers, YMCA's, Boys and Girls Clubs, and encourage kids to stay physically fit and fight childhood obesity. And then we have our Character for Education program called CHEER when we visit schools. CHEER is an acronym. The C is cooperation, H, healthy mind and body, first E, effort, second E, enthusiasm, R is responsibility.
Have the Globetrotters always done this kind of thing?
Well, we're doing more of it now. You know, we've done it before, you know, in the past, but we do more of it now with our younger players and players that we have on the team.
I think when Curly and them, they obviously they started it, but Curly and them went and talked with such a positive message and this and that, and they just wanted to add a little more format to it, so that's why they made an acronym of it. But they've been doing it for years, and the Globetrotters are ambassadors of goodwill, and what these guys have done using the basketball as a tool to bring people together, there's nothing like it in the world.
Well, this is also, I'm sure, for many of the players, the Globetrotters was an opportunity to experience the world in a way that they couldn't have otherwise. I mean, even if you play in the NBA, you're seeing this country, but you're not seeing the rest of the world. You've seen
97
countries.
I think Booker's has been to 57.
Yeah,
yes.
57 for me.
Yes.
That must have been extraordinary.
Yes.
Now, the Globetrotters recently instituted a 4-point shot into their game rules. Have you hit one yet, Buckets?
Oh, so many of them.
Yes, of course.
Where do you have to make it from?
35 feet away from the basket. That's 12 feet further than the NBA 3-point line. There's two on each side of half, so there's 4 4-point circles. So they're all on each side of midcourt. And at the last 3 minutes of each quarter, those 4-point circles are activated.
Beep,
now,
beep, 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 beep. The buzzer goes off.
There you go. And if you watch any of his games on Wide World of Sports, you will see him shooting 4-pointers, but just not the 4-point circle there.
That's right. And they weren't half court.
They weren't worth for then. But Curly was hitting them a long time ago.
So you wish that
my stats would have gone up high. I've been averaging 40-something a game.
Well, in the NBA, even the best 3-point shooters get hit about 1 out of 3.
Yes.
What is the percentage of 4-pointers?
I would say 3 out of 5, 3 out of 5.
Yeah, about 3 out of 5.
48%, something like that.
Oh, that high?
Yeah. Yes.
We do it.
I guess nobody's
shooters.
Guarding you.
Well, they'd be,
so if somebody fouls you while you're doing it, do you take 4 foul shots?
No, you get a free 4-point shot. If somebody fouls you while you're shooting a 4-point shot, you get another free 4-point shot.
Now, the NBA has borrowed certain elements of the Globetrotters game in the past. Do you see the 4-pointer ever catching?
Well, they've borrowed tons of elements.
Like what?
We were the first to
slam dunk.
Slam dunk, alley-oops, behind-the-back passes.
Three-man weave.
Guards
used that.
Guards dribbling coast to coast. Before Bob Cousy did that, Trotters were going coast to coast with the basketball when they were making 20 passes just to get a basket. So there's many, many elements of the game. The three-man weave, there's a lot of offenses ran in the NBA where one player up top will dribble to the right and hand it off to the other guy
Lakers.
And he dribbles back.
No?
For the most part.
That's Phil Jackson's.
Yes, Phil Jackson.
The triangle. So many facets of the game have been or the NBA game have came from the Harlem Globetrotters.
And yet, you don't get the credit, do you?
No, we don't get the credit.
Because everybody sees you as entertainers first.
Yes, but we try to satisfy those fans all over the world throughout, you know, and believe it or not, after the game, they rope the court off for 30 minutes, and we sign autographs with the fans and take pictures and have warm embraces and stuff like that. People don't normally do that. Professional athletes, but we do that for our fans.
I assume you think of yourselves first as athletes and entertainers second, although the entertainment's always important.
For sure. You know, of course, there's three criteria they're looking for: great basketball players, great athletes, and great people. You know, not only do you have to be able to play the game, you know, as you see, Curly almost got, well, he's about got offered in the draft from several different teams, including the Globetrotters. You know, myself, I had the opportunity to play professional ball in other places. But so not only can you play the game and they're looking for athleticism, but can you, you know, come here and do a radio interview, do TV interviews? Can you entertain 600-700 kids at a school in their auditorium and have all of them at your attention? So, you know, it's much more than basketball, and I don't think a lot of athletes can do that.
Well, you mentioned that one of the former Globetrotters then went on to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Jabari Amoon.
Yeah, he must. That must have felt like going from the LeBron James Cavaliers to the Washington Generals.
Well, no. I don't know if he's still – is he still on the Cavaliers?
He's still on the Cavaliers. Yes, yeah. He is.
Yeah. We'll talk about the Washington Generals and other things as we continue our conversation. My guests are Curly Neal and Buckets Blake. We're talking about the Globetrotters. They're 85 years old this year. That's incredible. And it took years and years before they actually played in Harlem. We'll talk about that as well.
Yes, I was there.
Stay with us. We're back with Curly Neal and Buckets Blakes talking about the Globetrotters. And Curly, were you there when this version of Sweet Georgia Brown became the signature tune?
No, that was back in the 40s.
That's a guy by the name Brother of Bones.
Brother Bones from Long Beach, California, yes.
And it still sounds great.
Well, thank you. And it's not even sold in the record stores.
Excuse me?
It's not even sold in the record stores.
So you can't get a copy
can't
of it?
Can't get it, no.
Do you ever get bored with that?
No. It makes me happy.
And
you
know,
I want to dance. It makes me, you know, want to dance and, you know, get up and do something for somebody.
Bucket, you're sitting there with a basketball in your hand. I don't know whether you ever – you're like those guitar players who can't go anywhere without a guitar in there.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought while we were playing that you would start doing things like twirling.
You didn't see me? You didn't see
it?
You were twirling?
I was going underneath the mic like this, but you weren't looking.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's
magic.
That's impressive. He has twirled the ball and he's keeping it on one finger. Is that a skill you have to learn when you join the Globetrotters?
It would be helpful, being that this is our logo. If you take a look at the Harlem Globetrotters logo, Curly has it on his jacket here, on his jacket. So, you know, it would help to learn how to spin the ball.
Oh,
but,
yes, of course.
Some guys, you know, don't know how to do any tricks coming in. Like I said, we're looking for basketball players, great people, great athletes. And then, you know, you're shown all the fun later, you know, as time goes by.
Now, the team was formed in 1926 by Abe Saperstein at a time when black players couldn't play professionally. In fact, couldn't play in most colleges.
Yep.
So,
yes.
And many people have seen the team as having played a major role in the civil rights movement.
Yes, back in the 60s, yes, we went through quite a few things in Alabama, Texas, Mississippi. But we overcame that, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King, a great man, and so things are much, much better.
But do you wonder about some of the athletes today who remain silent about political and societal issues? I remember when Michael Jordan was asked to take a position on a Senate race involving Jesse Helms, and he said, well, you know, even rednecks buy sneakers. I'd rather not say anything.
Well, that was his view. You know, certain players say certain things, certain players do certain things, so I guess he wanted to stand on his own.
You're not ready to criticize Michael Jordan. But
no,
I don't mean him in particular, but
a lot of
players just don't seem to want to to get involved in societal matters.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't call it societal matters. I'd call it politics. And politics is a little tricky after a while. You know, you got to make sure that you know, you take care of certain things in life. And once you get into politics, you know, you're influencing people a certain way, especially if you're a world-renowned athlete such as Michael Jordan or the Harlem Globetrotters. So I don't think, you know, politics and sports really mix that well. So you kind of got to keep status quo. But the Globetrotters, we give back by visiting 200 schools and 150 hospitals and things of that nature all over the world. We go on a military tour for the troops, you know, give them a piece of home.
That's
while
wonderful.
They're protecting our freedoms. So, you know, politics is a, you know, a tough path to take.
Now, I wish this were television because the two of you have been doing an awful lot of stuff with that ball.
Oh, yes. Well, we love the game. We love the ball. And we love our fans. And we love you.
And I love you, too.
I
mentioned that the Globetrotters played their first game ever in Harlem fairly late in the game, 1968. So we're talking about 40 years.
Yes.
42 years after they were created. How come it took so long?
I mean, usually you
play in the place that you're named for.
I know. I really couldn't tell you
although
why.
Although the New York Jets and the New York Giants do play in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You know, but, well, the Harlem Globetrotters are, they were founded in Chicago. But
and most people don't know that.
Exactly. And Harlem was synonymous at that time with African Americans because of the Harlem Renaissance. But, you know, it actually, I think the reason why it took so long to play there is because the team had to kind of build itself up.
Identity,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we built, you know, beat the all-white Minneapolis Lakers in 48 and 49, and that's how Nat Sweetwater Clifton got to the New York Knicks, being the first African-American to sign an NBA contract, thus opening the doors for all nationalities to play in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it just took time to get there. But I think once we got there, we received extremely well. You know, we get to play at Madison. My first game
Madison
ever
Square Garden,
was at
I
Madison
love it.
Square.
The mecca of basketball. I love it.
Jersey, Curly
Go
Hills,
Knicks.
Jersey is.
But you played at two Madison Square Gardens
yes,
over
I did.
Your career.
Yes, I did.
Was
yeah.
the old one any good? I mean, I
loved
good, it as
yeah,
a kid.
You know, it was good, but the new one, you know, and matter of fact, I think they'll have to build another one since Stoudemire is here, and they're trying to get Carmelo Anthony. I think they may build another one, but. I love New York. I lived here for about 10 years, you know, in Long Island, Queens, and I lived in Brooklyn for a while. So I call myself a New Yorker also.
And your jersey was retired at Madison Square Garden.
I took him there this morning, and he snatched
22.
It off the top and put it on.
I always wear it because I feel good, like I'm blessed.
Curly told me to wake him up at 4:30 this morning. We get into the garden and get his jersey down.
No, I'm going to leave it at with Clyde and those guys.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson.
This January, the Washington Generals celebrated the 40th anniversary of their last win against the Globetrotters.
Yes. So 1971.
I wasn't born.
I was there.
Have either of you ever felt that you might lose a game to the Generals?
No, we don't feel that way, but low beyond averages, you know, it might happen again. I'm saying this to you now. It might happen again in another 2 or 3 years because they have some fantastic ball players and they've been making the 4-point shot.
They sure have. I've been in some close games. You know, sometimes, you know, we got 390 games this year, you know, after about 100 straight games.
Wait, 390 know. Games in 365 days?
Yes, 390
so,
games.
So how many? You're playing two games in an awful lot of days.
That's right.
Do you ever get a day off?
Well, this not year, not while we're on tour, really.
This year, we maybe two, you know,
yeah,
three.
2 p.m. and 7 p.m.
That's just
1 p.m. and 6
that's
p.m.
our North American tour, which covers 220 cities and 16 Canadian cities. Then we have several games outside of the U.S. that make up our 390 games. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And it's all just the same players?
97 countries and 57 countries traveling all over the world.
That's why I'm losing my hair.
Are the Generals? You lost your hair a long time ago.
I thought you'd get to that.
Did you lose it or did
no,
you
No, I shaved
just
it
one
off
of the,
when I was 12 years old.
Are you one of the first people to adopt
myself
that
and
style?
Yul Brynner. And I think maybe
well, he did it for
Kojak,
a role.
Tennessee Valleys. Yes.
Well, you know, I got a chance to spend some time with Geese Ausby, and Geese Ausby told me him and Curly were roommates, and Geese used to shave Curly's head.
That's right.
So you were a fashion trendsetter.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Are the Generals just not good enough, or is this something like wrestling where the end result is a foregone conclusion?
The Generals always have an opportunity to win the game. There's a lot of basketball involved, but at the same time, you know, Curly and those guys were such great basketball players and great entertainers that, you know, we still got to keep, you know, some comedic aspects to the game as far as the bucket of confetti, bucket of water, and things like that. But the Washington Generals.
And officials don't call it when you walk.
No. And this
year. We usually don't walk.
Excuse
though.
Me, Buck. And this year, we're going to be throwing fresh water. So beware.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
When you come to the garden, bring your raincoats.
Yeah.
Because we're going to throw fresh water.
Do you play teams other than the Generals ever?
We used to. We haven't in the last 4 years or 5 years. We used to, but now we don't anymore. We're owned by Shamrock Capital Growth Fund, who's a subsidiary of Disney. So, you know, moving more towards the entertainment aspect, but with a lot of basketball involved, because at the end of the night, the ball has to go in the basket.
And how many people on the roster?
Right.
How many people on the roster?
It's 28 of us.
Oh, so this is bigger than an NBA team.
Definitely, to cover 390 games.
Curly, you were involved in one of the most popular eras in the team's history, team making appearances on Gilligan's Island,
yes.
ABC's Wide World of Sports, the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon series.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Yes. All of that, yes. It was
so
fun.
So you were more than just an athlete. You were also a celebrity. People recognized
oh, yes,
you on the streets.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of fun. Lots of fun.
I like walking around with Curly because
people know who he is.
I get a chance to eat my food, and they go right after Curly.
Where are you from originally, Buckets?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, that's a good place to not be this moment, right? Or
Phoenix is.
I mean,
a great
Arizona.
Place to be.
Well, I guess I'm getting political here.
Well, you're talking about south of us, 2 hours south of Phoenix. That's Tucson. I live in Phoenix. Uh-huh. Phoenix is a wonderful place to be.
And do you get to see your family much because you do so much traveling?
You know what? They're just an airplane ride away. You know, our North American tour is our longest tour. So, yeah, I get to see them. You know, I'm one of 10 children. Got a lot of little brothers and sisters that look up to me and older brothers and sisters who we're all close. So, you know, they're doing a lot of great things, you know. My parents did a great job putting us in all positive things, sports, school.
There are 10 of you?
There's 10 of us, wow. Yes. I got 5 brothers and 4 sisters. And speaking of rings, you guys can't see this, but Curly
just
is...
Just handed me his Harlem Globetrotters ring. Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm...
I got a legacy ring presented to me by none other than Curly Neal at training camp last year.
It's my man right there.
Myself and 5 other players got legacy rings. And, you know, just as a tribute.
This fits
to
really him. Nicely.
I mean, please don't take it. Please.
Now, I assume that people come to the team without the kinds of skills like twirling the ball and all of that.
Yes.
Oh, yes. But yeah. Does everybody have to learn to do that sort of thing?
For sure. For sure. You got to pick up a lot of that stuff because, you know, people want to see it. But at the same time, I mean, if you see some of the guys we got. We got a guy named Brent Thunder Petway.
Yes. Oh, I mean, slam dunk champion.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Well, each person has a special skill, and yours obviously yes. is shooting from behind the 4-point line, among other skills of that sort.
For sure.
You're shooting guard. He plays.
And Curly, how you're still deeply involved with the team?
Yes. I'm an advanced ambassador, and I go out and do radio, television, go to the schools and so forth. And some nights I come to Madison Square Garden, Chicago, New York, L.A., and make appearances and sign autographs for the fans.
You still play?
I'm playing with my grandkids.
Uh-huh. And how good is your shot these days?
Oh, it's still fabulous. Look closer.
I can help Curly out here. As of 2 years ago, somebody built a robot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can't talk about it, unfortunately, because we've run out of time.
Oh, man.
Great, thanks.
I beat the robot, man. Please mention that.
Buckets Blakes and Curly Neal. Harlem Globetrotters, 85 years this year. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for having us.
God bless.